Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
特别为了解的教会我们感谢你。
We thank you especially for this church.
就是虽然差这么大雪，还有这么多弟兄姐妹来到你面前，敬拜你。
Even there is such a great snowstorm, yet there are so many brothers and sisters come to worship you.
求你打开你的话语与我们说话。
May you open your words to us to speak to us.
让我们有一个聆听你的耳朵。
So that we will have a spiritual ear.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。Hear
our prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know that this pharmacy is a small pharmacy business.
我的意思呢，就是，然后告诉你为什么，你是要在明州念药资的一个这门课的，只有一间大学。
You know that in Minnesota, so only one university offers training for pharmacists.
那么呢，每一年毕业的大概就是60人。
So every year there may be only 60 graduates.
在你念书的时候呢，你常常都是同一批人去念同一样的课。
When you are studying, usually the same group of people go attend the same classes.
所以呢，你几年大学里面呢，你一定是彼此认识。
Therefore, in the several years of college, you get to know each other.
那么呢，你找工作呢，来来去去就是去医院啊，去药房里面去找工作。So
when you are looking for jobs, you will go to hospitals, you go to pharmaceutical companies.
所以呢，如果你在本地找工作呢，很可能呢，你的同事是你从前的同学。
So if you're looking for a job in your own city, most likely your colleagues are your former classmates.
在这个小圈子里面呢，你可以看见人生百态。
So in this small circle, you get to see all types of lives.
就是呢，本来是一个你认识很多年的同学，也跟你一起工作很多年的人。
The person who were your classmate for many years, who also worked with you together for many years.
有一天他心急了。
And one day, he gets promoted.
他成为你的老板。
Become your boss.
可能成为你老板的老板。
Maybe the boss of your boss.
他整个人都改变。
So he changed.
好像一个人呢，你从来不认识一样。
Become a person you never knew.
讲话的时候呢，我们说有一点光辉，就是好像一光一样的讲话。
So when he speaks, as if he had shed a light on him.
我们说，我们香港人说，有些人呢，一朝得志，语无伦次。
So in Hong Kong, those people, when they become famous, they don't make any sense anymore.
这个，你不要笑别人呢、啊。有一天，如果你成为老板的时候，你小心，你不要乱讲话。
It's funny, if you become a boss, you better be careful not
speak。我今天呢，希望从约瑟身上学一个功课，就是当他成为一个很成功的人，他没有变成一个很骄傲的人。So
today we learned a lesson from the story of Joseph. When he became very successful, he did not become
proud。骄傲这个事情呢，我相信每一个人都知道是什么意思。I'm
sure you all know what is pride.
但是你有没有想过，为什么神这么讨厌骄傲？
Have you ever thought why does God hate so much about people who are proud?
如果我给骄傲一个定义的时候呢，我想到两点。
When I give a definition for pride, I think of two things.
第一，骄傲呢就是自我神化。
So the first, pride is self-application.
这个我的意思就是呢，一个人追求与神同等的地位
is when a person who seek to be equal of God.
还有就是呢，他希望人对待他好像对待神一样。
So they hope people would treat him as if he was God.
我们知道呢，撒旦原本是一个天使。
We know that Satan was originally an angel.
但是他犯罪。
But he sinned.
他犯了什么罪呢？
What kind of sin did he commit?
那就是骄傲。
That's his pride.
这个就是在以赛亚书第十四章十二到十四节里面告诉我。
This is in Isaiah chapter 14, it tells us that.
十二节说，明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落？你且攻犯烈火的，何竟被横倒在地下？你的心里曾说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在众星以下，我要坐在对位之山上，在北方极处，我要升到高云之上。我要与至上者同等。
This is in verse the chapter 14, beginning with verse 12. How you have fallen from heaven, O morning star, son of dawn. You have been cast down to the earth. You who once laid low the nations, you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God.I was set and throned on the mountain of assembly, on the utmost heights of the secret mountains. I will ascend above the tops of the cloud. I will make myself like the Most High.
从撒旦的骄傲里面呢，我们看见一个骄傲的人呢，都是一个有本事的人。
So from Satan's pride, we can see a proud person has talents.
撒旦呢在前面他说，我要高举我的宝座在神的中心以下。
Satan says, I will ascend above the top of the clouds, above all the stars.
神的中心呢是讲到神的中天室。
All the stars of God is God's angels.
其实他前面讲的是没有夸张。
He didn't boast.
因为呢，在以斯结书里面呢，告诉我们呢，撒旦原本是拿受膏的，在二十八章十四节里面呢。
In Ezekiel, the chapter 24, it tells us Satan was the anointed one.
他就是神面前的一个基督徒。
So he was one of the cherubim before God.
换句话说呢，他原本呢是天使长。
So in other words, he was the chief angel.
但是骄傲的人呢，有一个共同点。
But all the pride has a common thing.
就是呢，他不会满足他的现在的待遇。
He cannot be satisfied with his current situation.
他要追求呢女神。
He wants to be equal to God.
我想呢，有些人听到这里呢，他说：“哎，我没有追求与神同等的。”
Some of you may think, "I didn't want to seek to be equal with God."
但是呢，我想举两个例子呢，提醒我们呢，其实，在这些例子里面呢，很可能我们也是骄傲。
So I'm going to give you two examples to remind us we might be proud.
第一就是呢，当我们成功的时候呢，我们不把荣耀归给神。
The first, when we become famous, we do not give glory to God.
这一个呢，其实在圣经里面有一个王呢，他曾经犯了这一个罪。
One of the kings in the Bible committed the same sin.
这个就是巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒。
This is the king of Babylon.Nebuchadnezzar.
他曾经呢是中东里面最有权势的一个王。
He once was the most powerful king in the Middle East.
他打败以色列。
He destroyed Israel.
他打败埃及。
He He also destroyed Egypt.
其实他减脂成功呢，神也告诉他，因为他要拣选他的人成为他的工具。
Actually, God told him the reason he's successful because God is going to use Babylon to be the vessel.
但是当他最成功的时候呢，他没有把荣耀归给神。
But when he was most successful, he did not give glory to God.
在但以理书第四章三十节里面，他就讲这句话。
If you go to Daniel chapter 4, this is what he said.
他说给大巴比伦，不是我用大能大力建为金刀，调遣我威严的荣耀吗？
So this great Babylon is not using my only mighty force that I want to show my might and strength.
当他选指向奥勒神，神就刑罚他。
So when he was so proud,God started to punish him.
因为他把自己当成神一样的看待。
So he treated himself as if he is God.
第二个可能呢，就是我们有的时候呢，追求一个绝对的权利。
The other possibility is sometimes we are seeking an absolute power.
你就是希望人家听你的话，好像听神的话一样。
You want people to listen to you as if listening to God.
就是好像呢，你要几个人站，他就站起来；你要几个人坐下来，他就坐下来一样。
Just like if you tell them to stand, they will stand. You tell them to sit, they will sit.
你知道，你不用成为一个君王，你才会追求天子的要求。
So you don't have to try to be a king. You are seeking the same power.
有一个讲员他叫梁彦成博士。
There was a speaker whose name is Dr. Liu Yancheng.
他有点子的观察。
He has such observation.
他说呢，这些贪门的这些护卫员，这些谁是，他们是特别的聪明。
So he talked about the security people.
Yeah. 很聪明，就是很。
很凶。So they are very mean looking.
我举一个例子给你听。
Let me give you an example.
几年前我侄女，她跟她家人从申请，希望移民过来美国。
Several years ago, my niece tried to apply for immigration to come to the United States.
那么呢，他最后呢就收到美国的领事馆给他一封信。
She received a letter from United States Embassy.
他就要去领事馆打他的手指毛。
So he was going to go to do a fingerprint to the embassy.
但是呢，他当时呢已经过了来美国念书了，所以他人呢不在香港。
Actually, at that time, he already came to the United States, and she was not in Hong Kong.
然后你在美国，当然就找不到美国的领事馆。
So if you are in the United States, you're not able to find the embassy.
所以呢，我就带她去移民局。
So I took her to immigration office.
就希望呢，去移民局问一问当里面的人，好像她这样子要怎么办呢？
So we want to ask the immigration officer, what can she do in such a situation?
那么你去移民局呢，就有一个护卫员坐在前面。
So when you go to immigration, you're going to see a security guard.
那么我就给这封信给他看。
So I showed him this letter.
他第一句话说
，The first thing he said,
这里不是美国的。领事馆。
So this is not American embassy.
我说我知道啊，这个就是我的问题啊。我希望来移民局，就是问，如果我找不到领事馆怎么办呢？
So I said yes, I know this is my problem. If I want to know if I cannot find the U.S. embassy, what can I do?
那么他就很不高兴的再讲一次。
So he wasn't very happy. He repeated himself.
这里不是美国的领事馆。
This is not United States Army.
梁博士他形容这些人呢，他是自我无限化。
So I think 梁博士 says this group of people they are put themselves self-inflated.
他的意思就是，其实这些人呢，是在这个好像移民局里面呢，是最小的一个角色的一个人。
So this kind of people seems to be the most important, least important people in the immigration.
但是你过不了他，你进不进去哦。
But you cannot pass him. If you don't pass him, you cannot go inside.
所以呢，这些人呢，常常滥用他的权力。
So they usually abuse their power.
其实呢，我们人呢，很多时候会滥用我们的权力。
So oftentimes we abuse our own power,
包括我们做父母
，including us as parents.
有的时候你管教你的儿女呢，不是因为他犯了违反圣经的道道。
Sometimes when you discipline children, not because they were against the Bible teaching,
只是因为他不听你的话，让你很生气。
But only because he didn't listen to you to make you mad.
我们怎么可以不会犯骄傲的罪呢？
How can we avoid the sin of pride?
我们可以从约瑟的身上学到一个功课，就是他没有把自己看成好像神一样。
We can learn a lesson from Joseph. He did not look at himself as if he was God.
创世纪41章呢，是约瑟平步青云的时候。
So in chapter 41 is when Joseph was in the back of his time.
因为当时这个皇帝法老呢，就发了一个梦，他解不了，不知道什么意思。
Because at that time, the Pharaoh had a dream, but he could not interpret.
那么他的话就想起，从前有一个人同他一层坐牢的，就是约瑟，能够解他的梦。
And then his official thought about the one person who was in prison with him, Joseph, who can interpret the dream.
所以呢，这个法老呢就把约瑟从监里面提出了。
So Pharaoh called Joseph out of the prison.
你知道在法老见到约瑟的时候，在十五节的时候呢，他讲了一句话。
So you know that Pharaoh said one thing to Joseph in verse 15.
他说我听见人说你进了梦这能醒。
So I have heard it is said of you that you have the dream you can interpret.
换句话说呢，约瑟当时可以很就是看成自己是神一样，可以把这个解释告诉这个皇帝。
So at that time,Joseph can think about himself as God. Just go ahead, interpret the dream to Pharaoh.
但是呢，约瑟没有把自己看为神一样。
But Joseph did not consider himself as God.
他只是很平淡的在十六节里面说，姐不在乎我，神必将平安的话回答啊。
So in verse 16, he simply said, I cannot do it, but God will give Pharaoh the answer.
不骄傲的其中一个最好的方法就是承认这个能力不是从我而来的，这个能力是从神的。
So the best way to be, to not to be proud, is to admit the ability does not come from me, the ability comes from God.
我不知道人家称赞你的时候，你的反应是什么。
I don't know how you react when people praise you.
我们中国人呢是很客气的。
The Chinese are very humble.
很多时候呢我们都是笑笑不出声。
Oftentimes we don't say a word with a smile.
有的时候呢我们就是告诉人哎呀算不得什么啊。
And all we just say, oh, this is nothing.
但是我们应该把握这个时间把荣耀归给神。
But we should take this opportunity to give glory to God.
告诉人家我能够做成这个事情是神祝福我。
Tell people the reason I can do it is being blessed by God.
第二点我看见约瑟呢，他没有骄傲，就是当他拥有很大的权力的时候呢，他没有滥用他的权力。
The second point I see that Joseph, when he had a great power, he did not abuse his power.
在三十八节里面呢，我们法老要把约瑟封为他的宰相。
So in verse 38, Pharaoh was going to make Joseph to be his second in command.
他把他的戒指给约瑟。
So he gave his signet ring.
这个就好像我们中国人的这个玉玺一样，就是他有最大的权力。
So this is a symbol like the Chinese emperors where they have the absolute power.
所以一般人呢，得到这么大的一个权力呢，他都会用在自己身上。
So for most people, when they have such great power, they use it to themselves.
让人家知道他的厉害。
Let people know how powerful he is.
但是约瑟却是一个很我们说很 low profile， 就是好像幕后的一个人一样。
So when Joseph keep the low profile，
怎么我怎为什么这样子说
？Why do I say so？
在五十五节里面呢，他这个饥荒真的来到了。
So in verse 55， when the famine came，
所以呢，埃及的人呢就来到法老面前呢，求他给他们食物。
So the people came to Pharaoh, cried for food.
如果约瑟是一个我们说作威作福的一个人，他一定是一个很出名的一个大官。
But Joseph is a very famous official, so he may want to put on his official frame.
但是好，如果你看五十五节的时候呢，好像这些人都不认识约瑟一样。他直接的去到这个王帝面前就求王，王就告诉他，你去找约瑟，约瑟会给你食物。
So in verse 55, seems that people do not even know who Joseph is. They went to Pharaoh directly, and Pharaoh told them to go seek Joseph.
我相信，如果我们要做一个谦卑的人
，I believe if we want to be humble.
我们要看自己好像一个仆人一样。
We need to see ourselves as a servant.
我们看自己是一个按规矩去做事情的人。
We need to do things according to the rules.
就是说，你上头给你什么权柄的时候，你按上头的权柄去做事。
So when your boss gives you the power, you do it according to your boss's will.
你上头的权柄可能就是圣经。
Maybe the power comes to you is the Bible.
可能是你的老板
，maybe it's your boss。
但是你做你的决定的时候，你不是根据自己的爱好，乃是根据上头给你的权利去做决定。
So when you do things not according to your likes, but according to what the power given to you。
第二个，我定义骄傲呢，我就是说，骄傲就是自我中心。
The second definition I have for pride is。Self-centered, self-centeredness.
有人曾经问，就是罪跟骄傲两个有什么共同点
？Some people ask, what's the common things between pride and sin?
你们说，你们猜一猜，你觉得有什么共同点
？What do you see? What do you think they have in common?
就是两个都是我在中间。
Because they both have an I in the middle.
你知道我们今天的文化就是一个自我中心的文化。
So、our today's culture is self-centered culture.
你看这个苹果电脑怎样子成功，你都知道。
You know it when you see the Apple computer is so successful.
他们的 iMac、iPhone、iPad、iTunes、iPod、iPad 都是。
So now you see the iPhone, iTouch, iPad, and everything is an I.
所有东西都是自我中心。
So everything is a self-centered.
骄傲的人就是一个自我中心。
So a self A pride person, a proud person is a self-centered person.
他因为所有的东西都是为了他。
Because everything is for himself.
我最近发觉了，就是人做善事的时候也是为了自己。
I recently discovered when people do charitable things, it's also for themselves.
我看过一个访问，就是几年前四川地震的时候，有一群香港人去帮忙的时候，然后志姐就问他们。
So I read an interview given years when Sichuan was at an earthquake. A group of people from Hong Kong went there to help. So they were interviewed.
那么那个志姐问他，你们又花时间又花钱来到这里帮忙，为什么？
So the journalist asked, you spend money, you spend time, you come here to help. But for?
他们说，因为这样子做我心里面很高兴。
Because doing this makes me very happy.
我不是说做好事呢，你不会觉得很高兴。其实我们都知道，你做好事的时候，你心里面是有一种很高兴的。
So I'm not saying when you do charitable things, you should not be happy. We know that if we do things, we would be happy.
但是一般来说，从前呢，这个只是一个 side effect， 就是不是最主要的一个原因。
But you know, in the past, this is not the only reason, not the main reason to do charitable things.
首先你是为了别人的好处嘛。
You did it because to be good for other people's benefit.
但是现在的人是因为我觉得很高兴的时候，所以我去做。
But today's people, because it makes me happy, so I will do it.
一个骄傲的人呢，看事情永远是从自己的角度去看。
So a proud person only sees, always sees it from his own perspective.
如果他开车的时候，你的车子在他前面呢，他就会说，为什么你的车子挡住我的车子前面？
So if you are driving behind some person, the one would say, why are your car blinding my road?
如果呢，你的车子开在他后面呢，他就会说，你为什么逼着我这么挤？
If his car is behind you, he will say, why are you taking me so close?
但是我们看约瑟呢，他没有自我中心。
But we see Joseph, he's not self-centered.
其中一个很简单的你看见呢，就是他有几个机会在法老面前去讲话的时候呢，他没有为他自己脱离这个坐牢的事情去讲一句话。
So you can see that when he went to talk with the Pharaoh, he didn't say anything, asked to be released from prison.
其实他要救自己，这个是最好的机会啊。
If he wants to save himself, this is the best opportunity.
反而他提醒法老，他说，这些事情是神显明给法老，为要将来去救你国家里面的人。
So he actually told the Pharaoh, this is the God who will reveal to you so you can save people in Egypt in the future.
在约瑟的眼里面呢，神才是世界的中心。
In Joseph's eye, God is the center of the world.
还有一件事情呢，你发觉呢，约瑟其实他成为宰相以后呢，还是过一个很清廉的生活，就是很
So you know that even though he became the second powerful person, he still lived a very simple life.
其实我们都了解，当你有权力的时候呢，人呢常常会好像贪污这些事情都会发生在这些做官的人身上。
So usually when people become famous, they start corruption.
因为他们觉得这个权力就是为了他已有的。
So they know that because they think that the power is for themselves.
就是说的确有这个条件他可以贪污。
So Joseph has the opportunity, has the ability to be corrupt.
一方面在44节里面呢，法老说，就是告诉你们，好的，没有他的命令的时候呢，不许人限制办事，所以他给他一个很大的权利。
So in verse 44, Pharaoh said, "I am Pharaoh, but without your word, no one will work my hand." So without Pharaoh, nobody can do anything. No, without Joseph.
49节里面呢，告诉我们呢，当时他。这个就是受到这个这些食物呢，堕到一个地步呢，连祭上来的机会呢也都没有。
In verse 49, that Joseph received so much quantity of grain, he doesn't have time to report it.
你看这个人有权利。
So you can see when he has the power.
这些财物也没有记录。
There's no records of all this quantity of grain.
如果他要偷一点点，其实没有人知道。
If you want to steal some, nobody will know.
但是他没有人。
But he didn't do it.
他还是按照好像一个工人、一个仆人一样去过他的生活。
He continued to live as if he's a servant.
当我看到约瑟的在41章里面的给我的提示。
When I see in verse chapter 41 what Joseph has reminded me,
我发觉只是撒旦最厉害的武器呢，就是使人造。
So I realize that the most powerful weapon that Satan has is to make us proud.
所以呢，保罗呢在提摩太前书3章第7节呢，形容骄傲。就是魔鬼的网罗。
So in chapter 3 of 1 Timothy, verse 7, it says that pride is the snare set up by devil.
所以我们弟兄姊妹，我们要常常很小心。
So brother, sister, we need to be very careful.
因为在教会里面的确有能力的人。
In the church,there are truly many people who have talent.
我相信你们教会里面也是，我们教会里面也是，他们在社会里面的确做得很好。
I'm sure in your church, in our church, they're all the same. There are many people who does very well in the society.
但是我求神常常提醒我。
I ask God often remind us.
就是我们要小心。
We need to be careful.
不要掉在魔鬼的网络里。
Do not fall into the snare of the devil.
你知道在圣经里面有很成功的人，他也是犯了骄傲的罪。
You know there are very successful people who commit sin of pride in the Bible.
里面包括大卫
，including David.
包括四世教王
，including Hezekiah.
他们都犯了骄傲的罪。
They all commit sin of pride.
我们唯一的方法，我们就是每一天去依靠。
The only way for us is depend on God every day.
过一天的日子
，to live a humble life.
我们知道。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父
，Dear Heavenly Father，
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
当我们看我们的成功的时候
，When we see our success，
只是没有一样东西不是从神而来。
Actually, there's nothing did not come from God.
求主常常提醒我。
May the Lord continue to remind us.
就是我们要把荣耀归给你。
That we may give all glory to God.
要告诉人，我们的成功不在乎我。
So we need to tell people our success is not dependent on us.
其实是神祝福。
It's the blessing of God.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.